Hi, I'm Ron Cheddar, Director of the Peace Corps. For more than 45 years, the Peace Corps has helped communities around the world. Volunteer Voices is a collection of audio stories from just a few of the more than 182,000 volunteers who have served since 1961. For more information on the Peace Corps, go to peacecorps.gov.
Once a year, a few Peace Corps volunteers get to talk by telephone with U.S. classrooms they've been communicating with. We've recorded some of those conversations. Today, Braddock Elementary School in Annandale, Virginia, speaks with Aaron and Gina, a married couple serving in Ecuador.
What's the temperature in Ecuador?
Well, the temperature, it varies a lot, because you can be down on the coast and it can be very hot, almost 100 degrees sometimes. But where we live, we're about 10,500 feet in the Andes Mountains, so it's very cold at times. It's about 65, 70 during the day and about 40 at night. So there's a big temperature difference according to where you're at in the country.
Is there any time in Ecuador where the temperature is cool?
Definitely at night and in the morning in the mountains. It gets pretty cold. But even in the mountains during the day, sometimes it can heat up really hot.
But as far as seasons go, they don't really have any seasons like winter and spring. It's mostly just the rainy season and the dry season. Right now we're in the rainy season.
Does it snow there in the winter?
It doesn't really snow anywhere except for the very tops of the mountains, and people don't live up there. So we can see a lot of snow on the mountains, but it doesn't ever snow. Even at 10,000 feet where we're at, we don't get any snow.
What kind of holidays do you celebrate?
Well, they have a lot of the same ones. We had a program at the school when we did Valentine's Day, and Christmas and New Year's are also big holidays. They also have a big holiday in the middle of the summer called Inti Raymi, which is a festival celebrating ancient traditions in Ecuador, and it's a big part of the year, as well as one that we went to last year was called the Fiesta of St. Peter and St. Paul, and that went on for almost the whole summer. It was a big holiday.
What's your favorite food there?
Well, I think my favorite food here is probably yapingacho, and that's where a fried potato pancake. It's a specialty that they make in the mountains.
I really like fish on the coast. It's really good and fresh, and when we go to visit the coast, it's a nice treat because we eat a lot of potatoes and rice and beans where we live, so it's always nice to have something a little different.
What kind of ice cream do you have in Ecuador?
Really good ice cream in Ecuador.
We've got so many different kinds of ice cream, and every little town has its own specialty. In Ibarra, which is the closest city to us, they've got helado de paila, which is kind of a sorbet that they make in a big copper kettle. It's really, really good.
You said that was a popular food in Ecuador, and I want to ask if it tastes good.
Yeah, a lot of them are kind of sour, but they're sweet, and they make a lot of they're sweet when they make juice with them. They'll add sugar and lots of different kind of fun things with weird seeds and funny shapes, but they're all usually pretty tasty.
We've got maracuya, which is what they call passion fruit, and then there are a lot of fruits that you can't even get in the States. I've never seen there, like naranjilla, which is sort of a citrusy thing, and guanabana, which is one of my favorites. I think it's most closely related to soursop, but I've never seen that in the United States anyway.
And there's one that I like that it looks like a big pea pod, and inside looks like balls of cotton. So it's really funny looking, but it's kind of good to eat. A lot of people like it. It's called guava.
What time do you get up for school?
The high school starts at 7:30, so I usually get up around 6:30, and the elementary school starts at 8 o'clock.
I usually get up around 6:30, too.
When is your dismissal?
Well, that depends. They're very flexible with their schedule, so sometimes the dismissal is at 1 o'clock, but it can be anywhere from around 11:30 to 1.
So the school day is pretty short.
What do people wear to school?
The elementary school, they wear uniforms with tan pants and red sweaters. Unless they wear the traditional native clothing, which is it's really ornate hand-embroidered dresses and shirts with gold beads.
And the high school, they wear the uniforms too, but they're blue and gray.
What do the kids do at recess?
Most of them like to play volleyball in my school. They've got a net set up in the middle of the courtyard, and they play volleyball. And they also like to play marbles. They have a good time playing marbles.
Thanks for listening. Are you in a classroom? Do you want stories written just for your class? Enroll in the Correspondence Match program through Coverdale Worldwide Schools. We can connect your class with a Peace Corps volunteer serving in any region of the world. For enrollment and program information, visit us online at www.peacecorps.gov/WWS/correspond.